Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
We wish you could listen to the entire song, but we're going to introduce you to the singer of that song, an R&B singer, Deja Lynn, and she joins us here on Palmetto Mornings. We're so excited to have her and learn more a little bit about her craft here on Palmetto Mornings. It's 7 minutes until 8 o'clock in the morning, 73 degrees right here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Patty Mercer, and you know what? I got one word. That is legit, man. awesome. Of course, Morris, you are here. New soul music.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Success Driven Enterprises.
Yeah.
We love when you show up because you don't come by yourself.
You come
with talent. Yeah. And please introduce this beautiful young lady.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Beautiful, talented, all of those things. Deja Lynn is here. Deja Lynn was actually introduced to me by my business partner, Gervais Vanderhorst. And I can't remember exactly when, but we had an initial conversation over the phone, I believe, mm-hmm. Before we actually met. But once I heard her music,
I
mean, it was a no-brainer.
I know.
You know, her voice, everything about her so unique, her sound, all of that. So we're excited about this new venture, and we are already on our way to big things.
Oh, great. Well, welcome, Deja Lynn, to Palmetto Mornings. Tell us a little bit about that song that we just heard.
Okay, so Play Fair. It's definitely an R&B, you know, smooth groove. You can do a little dance, two-step to it. But how I came about it, I'm a huge fan of the 90s R&B nostalgic sound. So I wanted to make a, like, modern twist to it and a modern topic, like, it's women empowerment. Like, guys want to play games, we can play games too. Let's play. And I don't play fair, so that's what it is.
Oh, I love this.
Add a little spiciness to it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the 90s because grew up on those on that genre of music, and that sounded very much like Brandy and Monica and the ladies of that era, and they have been very successful during that time period and since. So it's a new take on that sound, which is fantastic.
Yes. Tell us about your voice. Did you just, were you born with that? Have you trained? Tell us about your experiences and how you came to have the confidence of going solo.
Okay, so that one's an easy one. And no, I didn't sound like this my whole entire life. So
you've worked.
I went back and reviewed videos when I was in church. And, you know, I love my uncle because my uncle's a pastor. But they was rooting me on. And I'm like, I sounded a mess. So I thought I was on, but...
But you were confident.
I was very confident. And what led me to knowing... like, I have this gift and I should go solo was when my first time going in the studio when I was 10.
Okay, 10.
11. Around that time, I knew that based on people's response was like, oh, yeah, you should continue doing this.
It felt right.
I see you going somewhere, young lady.
That's great.
Well, your resume speaks for itself. You've performed in musicals Spamalot, Miss Saigon, and The Music Man.
Yes.
Well known shows.
Where? In Charlotte?
So it was actually at Clover High School,
uh-huh.
And it's an elite chorus group, Choraleers. Yep. I was in that group for 4 years. So I did a lot of roles within Choraleers. You know, we won a lot of state championships. And it also taught me, like, classical training as well, because I never had training before then. So when I did classical training for those years, it really taught me, like, hey, you can do other things besides commercial music. You can do music theater, so... you'll see that later down the road, how I'm intertwined the two.
Well, speaking about down the road, Morris, what is the plan for Deja Lynn? Where what's the next step? Where will we see her next?
Well, where you'll see her next immediately is tonight at the Evening Muse in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ooh,
she will be there.
Yeah.
Performance time is what, 7:30?
Mm-hmm.
My doors open up at 7, right?
7.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, the Evening Muse in Charlotte, North Carolina. She'll be there tonight performing. We got a great set. We had a great rehearsal yesterday. But other than that, we're just looking to just We're going all the way to the top. I can just tell you that. Like, I really feel really confident about her, with her sound, her talent, her work ethic, everything about what she does that I've seen. And with my business partner, Gervais, he always has his ear to talent as well. So us collaborating on this is just a combination of success. The team is strong. We're looking forward to some great
definitely
things.
Yeah, I got a quote just yesterday. Achievement begins with belief.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There you go. Absolutely.
Who are your influences? Who do you like to listen to?
Brandy, you mentioned some of them. Brandy, of course. Of course, Brandy. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to like her vocal arranging and just her, I don't know, her voice is just endless. You can just,
and she acts. So she if acts. You love being on stage and doing musicals, you obviously have that gift as well.
Yes, I definitely look up to Brandy, and I'll take it even further. Anita Baker.
Oh, I love Anita Baker.
I love her style. It's very unique.
Oh, I love her.
And she's very, I would say, jazzy mixed with soul. And she puts you, just take a bubble bath and you listen to Anita Baker. You
she
love,
takes you to another place.
She takes you to another place. So I'll call that Auntie Anita in my head.
Okay.
Now, when it comes down to others, I would say, the Monica.
Yeah.
Shaka Khan. Who else?
Are you writing your own music?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, so great. When you perform, what is behind you? Do you have an ensemble, or what do you perform to? Set that up for me.
So, my ideal performance, I have two dancers and a band. I love live music.
Yeah.
I've been doing event singing and wedding singing on the side for about 4 years now. So I enjoy it.
Yes.
Well, you got to pay your dues, right?
Yes.
I mean, there are certain shows on television now, American Idol and The Voice, and we can go on. And those are overnight sensations, they call them. But it's like watching the audition process that we were typically not accustomed to. Mm-hmm. We knew what happened in Hollywood. But now it came for everyone to see how tough the business is. Mm-hmm. But you got to put in your dues. And
yes,
it sounds like you will jump at any opportunity to perform, because you know that can lead to another opportunity, and you just keep building upon that. And I don't know if artists in today's time, because of those shows, just want to be an overnight success. And if they're not, then they just kind of, well, it wasn't meant to be. You seem like someone who's determined that, you're just going to keep plowing through.
You don't seem nervous.
It. Yeah,
no. Like,
you don't.
If I were performing tonight, I'd be like, it's tonight.
It's like another. Well, you only nervous when you're not ready.
Oh, that is so true. Is.
Great.
Preparation builds confidence.
Preparation does build confidence, because I'm a Virgo at heart.
Oh,
when I tell you
get things done.
I have to be well ahead of the wheel.
Oh, I'm married to a Virgo.
Yeah,
my
Patty's
mother's a Virgo. Alan Miller
is
a Virgo.
We work for a Virgo. We know what you all can accomplish in
you
a day.
You want things done, find a Virgo.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. So, Morris, where can we follow the success of Deja Lynn? How can we get plugged in to her social media or singles? Where can we purchase some of that? Tell us what we can get.
Yeah. Well, you could go to our website. It's Life of Deja Lynn.
Okay.
.com. And then, of course, she has a Linktree link that you could go to. All of her stuff is that or whatever. I'm not sure exactly what is that. Like, is it Linktree / Deja Lynn or something? What is that?
It's on my Instagram.
Okay.
Because on Instagram, it's just so hard to like say, go here.
Totally agree.
One whole link. You can look at my YouTube.
I love it.
New music. I do cover songs too. So that keeps people, hyped up.
Yeah.
Before
Wonderful.
The release. Yes.
And then how do they find you on Instagram?
Deja Lynn. Okay. DAJULYN. And a way to remember it has July in it. Month of July.
Cool. Yeah.
Remember,
deja vu.
Her today, she'll be a big star tomorrow for sure.
Absolutely.
Morris, as always, sir, thanks so much for bringing us great talent.
Oh, yeah, you know it. Always. I got y'all.
Yeah, I know. Good luck. Now, listen, we like to sing and dance. No one's ever offered us a chance to perform, so maybe if you hit it big, we'll be in the...
I can be your backup dancer.
In the wings of the theater.
I need See, I'm recruiting.
Okay.
Okay, that's you and me.
We'll give you our audition
dancers.
Yeah, there
we'll
we go.
We'll have a little something.
We're classically trained.
And you guys have to do the Playfair Challenge. If you follow her on Instagram.
Okay.
Please, can we do that today?
Yeah, she has a challenge where, it's a memory game.
Okay.
Where you do a dance, and then Patty would have to follow you and do the same thing you done.
Oh, I love it.
And all of those things.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll try our best.